On this show, we've been asking filmmakers about movies they never get tired of watching, including this one from the director of 50-50.
You don't know what's going on.
Hi, my name is Jonathan Levine. I'm a writer and director, and the movie I've seen a million times is Coming Home, directed by Hal Ashby and starring John Voight, Jane Fonda, and Bruce Dern.
You're out of touch, my baby.
I first saw Coming Home just about 10 years ago, I think. I was watching it with my girlfriend. I'd seen a lot of other Hal Ashby films, but Coming Home, for some reason, I had kind of never seen, and we watched it one day and just both ended up in convulsive tears by the end. It's about a guy named Luke, played by John Voight, who's like a former high school football player, like really good-looking guy, who goes to Vietnam and comes back wounded, paralyzed from the waist down.
Hey, mister, can you walk?
No, I can't walk. That's why I'm in this chair.
And then meets a character named Sally, played by Jane Fonda, whose own husband is about to go off to Vietnam. And when he goes off, she decides to start volunteering at the local VA kind of hospital. And they sort of fall in love against the backdrop of the Vietnam War.
Bender, you changed your hair.
You like it?
It's very nice.
I've been a huge fan of Hal Ashby forever, and I think that the distinctive thing about Coming Home is the love story and how kind of emotionally real it is and how these two characters allow each other to see their kind of vulnerabilities. And it's great because it's a love story that's not really that cheesy either. It's a love story that really makes you think about what it means to be in love.
Would you like to come over for dinner?
I'm a good cook.
There's like several amazing scenes in the movie. Jane Fonda has John Voight over to her house, and they have this great conversation where he talks about how in his dreams he can walk, like he doesn't have the chair.
It's funny. People look at me, they see something else, but they don't see who I am, you know.
I think people have a real hard time seeing who other people really are.
And then he says, you know, 95% of my time.
I spend 95% of my time at the hospital thinking about making love with you.
He just goes right out there and says it, and it just makes explicit this kind of tension that's been brewing for the entire first, like, 30 minutes in the movie.
I've never been unfaithful to my husband.
The way Coming Home uses music in general is incredible, but the final song that really kind of crescendos all the emotion that the whole movie has kind of been building toward is this song, Once I Was, by Tim Buckley.
Once I was a soldier.
John Voight, who's giving a speech at a high school about kind of the downside of going to war.
And I know some of you guys are going to look at the uniform man and you're going to remember all the films and you're going to think about the glory of other wars. And
he gives this amazing, amazing speech that, like, no matter how many times I watch it and I try not to cry, it just gets you. I don't really want to give away the ending, but it's just this incredibly powerful, emotional moment, and it just leaves you kind of devastated. Not necessarily sad, you're just spent, but so thankful for having been through this experience with these characters.
Sometimes. That's director Jonathan Levine talking about the movie that he could watch a million times, Hal Ashby's Coming Home. Levine's new film, Warm Bodies, is in theaters now.